Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This story that I'm going to talk about now is just the never-ending story. So I will say that the people that did the story, congratulations. It's a huge investigative, piece. And then I think three reporters were in on it, right? A woman and two guys did the story. Dinich, Rittenberg, and Van Aaron. The story's about the University of Maryland football program. And the bottom line is that several former and current players and people close to the program talk about this toxic culture under DJ Durkin, who's about to get fired. He should be fired by, I would think, Monday. What do you think? There is no way in God's earth that this guy survives this, right? This is absolutely, he's finished. I mean, he's finished. Here's what I know. McNair was the kid who died, 19 years old, died 2 weeks after being hospitalized following a late May team workout. He collapsed after running 110-yard sprints. He was having exhaustion and having trouble standing, and no cause of death has been released. But they reported today that he died of heat stroke suffered during the workout and had a body temperature of 106 when he was at the hospital. Over the past few weeks, two current players, multiple people close to the program, and former players and football staffers spoke with ESPN about the culture under Durkin and strength coach Rick Court, who was one of Durkin's first hires when he got the job in 2015. This would be his third year, which he won't be coaching, by the way. There's a coaching environment based on fear and intimidation. Players holding, how about a player holding a meal in a meeting and had the meal slapped out of his hands in front of the team. Small weights thrown at players when Court was angry. Is there anything worse than the steroid-riddled strength coach throwing dumbbells at players? Is there anything worse than the guy in the gym that loses his temper? You know, the guy that wants to beat everyone's ass in the gym because he's drank so much juice that his whole body's blowing up with zits and muscles, and he wants to beat everyone's ass because he's got a temper. That sounds like him, doesn't it? How about this? Belittling, humiliation, embarrassment of players is common. A player who coaches wanted to lose weight was forced to eat candy bars as he was made to watch teammates work out. Extreme verbal abuse of players. Players are routinely targets of obscenity-laced epithets meant to rock their masculinity. One player was verbally belittled after passing out during a drill. Coaches allegedly endorsed unhealthy eating habits and used food punitively. For example, a player was forced to overeat or eat to the point of vomiting. What the what is going on here? After ESPN requested interviews with Maryland school officials, and they provided details about the reporting, a spokesman said the university has placed members of our athletic staff on administrative leave. Gee, you think?
But which ones? They don't say the coach is on administrative leave. They don't say this guy. They just say members of the athletic staff. That could be anyone.
Yeah. So, well, guess what? They can be as veiled as they want about their little, like, trying to hide it. It's already out. It's too late. There's no like, covering this up. Like, everyone tries to cover up their crimes. There's not going to be any cover-up. This dude's fired. He's as fired as, I mean, he has absolutely zero chance. Like, Urban Meyer's going to keep his job. This guy's not. Trust me. After they requested interviews, so they said they've put a bunch of people on administrative leave. Grueling workouts, that's all normal in college programs. Current players said they've talked with multiple players who described similar views about the team's culture but feared repercussions. One former staff member said, I would never, ever allow my child to be coached there. A second former staffer said that he has seen and heard coaches curse at players. He'd never been on another coaching staff with this kind of philosophy. The language is profane and demeaning. when you're characterizing people in derogatory and demeaning terms, particularly if they don't have a skill level you think they need to aspire to or may never get, then it's rough to watch and see, because if it's your son, you wouldn't want anyone talking to your son that way. The way they coach at Maryland, it's tough love, and it's more tough than love. They requested interviews with Durkin and Court. Of course, they were not available. Go figure, because they're finished. Their careers are over. Okay, so hope you're listening tonight, Coach, and fat psycho weightlifting coach. You're done too. Trust me, you're done too, fatso. Shortly after McNair's death, which you can blame it on them, basically, right? They're the ones that killed him. I mean, they're the ones that ran him into the ground, right? Did he not run him into the ground?
Right, they had to do 10 110-yard sprints in 80-degree weather.
All right, there you go. Now that we went to camp, it just seems like regular business. That's when I started getting upset, because I feel nothing's changed. Have these guys learned their lesson? No. So the school said we'll be able to speak in greater detail about the investigation when it's completed and shared with the public. McNair's father declined an interview. He says there's an empty void for him right now without being able to tell his son, I love you, which you can clearly understand. Anyway, the reading of the medical records and a 911 call at Maryland made to the EMT to come to the field revealed that 45 minutes into the practice, he had convulsions and a seizure. And the 911 call reflects emergency personnel noted McNair had experienced a seizure. Hyperventilating, exercise, unable to breathe. Jesus, do you think maybe you got a problem? Or do you think they should run a few more wind sprints, Coach? I mean, is this not like a movie? Is this happening? Is this like a movie I'm telling you about? This can't be real, can it? That this guy's torturing people? I mean, it is unbelievable. It shows a cultural problem that Jordan knew if he stopped, they would challenge his manhood. He would be targeted, and he had to go until he couldn't. We always talk about family, but whose family talks to you that way, calls you a P and a B? There are so many instances. A guy that transferred, Malik Jones, transferred from Maryland to Toledo, said he had an altercation with Durkin after Durkin took exception to him smiling at a team meeting. He went into another room, and he said he accused him of bad-mouthing the program and encouraged him to quit and leave. He got in my face, pointed his finger in my face, and called me explicit names. I'm not going to let a guy bully me. He called me a B and stuff like that. I'm not going to have it. So, I mean, this stuff just goes on and on. It was just a ball of testosterone all the time. He's really in your face. He calls you expletives. He challenges you in the weight room. This is Court. Very aggressive, in your face, matter-of-fact coach who would use any language he deemed appropriate to get a response or move your needle. He'd single people out he doesn't like. It's common here. Guys are run off. They'll have them do specific finishes at the end to do harder workouts or more workouts just to make their lives miserable here. He's kind of Durkin's tool to accomplish that. He's the guy people hate. And that way, Durkin doesn't have to take the blow for it in the fall. Guys can't stand Coach Court. This is a great, I think this is a great PR piece for Coach Court. I think he's just, his stock is clearly on the move. To hell. I mean, you're finished, dude. You're finished. You know what you should do? Here's my recommendation. Buy a license to grow marijuana. Start selling weed to kids, because you're finished coaching. You're done coaching. Psycho. Okay? Psycho. Why don't you call in, coach? Defend yourself. Let's hear from you, fatso. You threaten people. Big tough guy, huh? Big weightlifter, coach, tough guy. Big hard ass, huh? Everybody's afraid of the foul-mouthed Coach Court. Sounds like everybody hates your guts, dude, and wants you to die. How's that sound? That's what it sounds like to me, that everybody hates his guts. How's that sound? I'm glad I just tell it like it is. Instead of, trying to be all fancy and pretty. Let's just call him for what he is. I mean, how many people have to say this guy does this before you believe him, right? Like, this is the same problem that we had all week with the abuser. We all believe the abuser over the woman that's got all the choke marks on her neck and the black eyes and the broken wrists, right? Like, and the bleeding. We still believe Zach, the football coach, big tough Zach, who beats women. We believe him over the woman that's got her face beat in, because you're a stupid ass. No one believes the abuser unless you're a stupid ass. I'm not a stupid ass. You are. If you believe that Zach Smith, all you Ohio State fans can kiss my ass six ways till Sunday because he beats women. How's that taste? Or at least his wife, who hates his guts, dead. They should put this other clown in Maryland in the same hopper, the guy that abuses all the kids. What a great experience going to play in the Big Ten in College Park where they can't win Jack Shack because they suck so bad. I mean, what do they do in any sport ever anyway? I mean, honestly. Wasn't like 92 the best thing that ever happened to them? Wasn't it that year? What was it, 2002? When did they win the title? They beat Indiana, right? They beat Indiana in the basketball championship. That's the only time they've ever done anything in anything, haven't? Is that about right? Am I wrong? When has Maryland football ever done anything? Ever. But they got this clown running it and his best friend who abuses football players.
He apparently wrote a letter to players' parents on Friday as well before the report came out because they got the heads up that this was coming out and wrote to them saying they didn't know the exact details of the article, letting them know this was coming out.
But it's not true.
He later added in the letter, "Our priority every day is the safety along with the academic, personal, and athletic development of your sons. During this time of healing, our focus needs to be on each other and unity within our program."
Good luck there, coach. Good luck with that. Can you even believe this? Like, are you kidding me? I mean, it is just unbelievable. It says they're joined at the hip, Durkin and Court. They're the same. They use the same language and same classifications. Here's a former player or a current player. He's there now. Anonymity. Doesn't want anyone to know he's talking. They usually target and pick a couple people they think are soft and go after them. Durkin and Court feed off of each other. I would say Court is as much responsible for the culture as Durkin. Jesus, are you listening to this stuff? This is like, is this not the greatest bully story you've ever heard in collegiate sports? Can you top this? How do you top this story? I mean, is this not the most unbelievable thing? Said he changed his tenor to match. I'm trying to figure this out. It seemed blah, blah, blah. McNair finished his 10th sprint after the two players held him up. "Drag his ass across the field," Robinson yelled. It's another guy. I guess this is another coach. Former staff member who worked with Robinson in Maryland described him as meek and mild-mannered. Also draws in Wes Robinson, the head athletic trainer. They're blaming him for stuff, too. The program is that they have a champions club that is created by Durkin to reward players who met expectations for workouts, academics, training table, and other areas. Players who could not complete workouts risk being removed from the champions club for months. A former staff member said the club became a significant point of pride for the players. Well, at least they have that because they never win. I mean, at least it sounds like the coaches are abusing the players. At least they got that going for them because they never win. I mean, you know, Maryland football, they really do suck, don't they? I mean, Maryland football, let's face it. How bad is it? It is bad. Isn't it the stench coming from College Park, your athletic program? I mean, honestly, you don't even have a leg to stand on. I mean, Carver High, am I wrong? Am I missing something here? Is there some sport they're good at? Maybe, is it lacrosse? I don't even know because they don't do anything in basketball or football, do they?
Other than that one title in basketball that they had for Gary Williams, I don't, you know, you're right.
Since they've been in the Big Ten, they are worse than, I mean.
Oh, they've been terrible in the Big Ten.
Do you remember when Purdue used to suck so bad that all we did was make fun of Purdue? They're below Purdue. You know what they are? They are Illinois. Are they not? Is Maryland not Illinois when it comes to football? I mean, let's face facts. Okay. Man, this is not good. You know you're in trouble when all the current players are saying it's true, right? You know it's you know, fire time when everyone that's at the school is saying this is happening right now. And now what do you think they're doing? I'll tell you what they're doing now. They're figuring out a way to shut everybody up. They're trying to get everyone to stop talking because the athletic program's just gone down the drain tonight is what it is. So whatever, these three reporters have brought Maryland to its knees.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.